Good morning. A clear and frigid start to the day across interior New York and New England for the first half of November, with temperatures at or nearing record values. Most everyone is starting in the single digits and lower teens early this morning, and with a gusty northwest breeze, wind chill values are closer to, if not below, zero. With high pressure continuing to build in, that will lead to plenty of sunshine during the day today, but that will do little to take us off of the unseasonably cold temperatures. Readings will rebound during the middle of the day back into the middle and upper 20s on average for daytime highs, and while the wind will let up a bit for the second half of the day, wind chill values will still be in the teens to around 20 in the afternoon. Another clear start tonight, however, a warm front approaching will produce some cloud cover late at night, and it will be dry. Overnight lows will drop back into the teens once again. This will set us up for another dry day on Thursday, but with that warm front pushing through, we'll have some more clouds mixing in, especially during the afternoon, and high temperatures will rebound with the approach of that front, and readings will be in the middle and upper 30s. That warm front will pass by on Thursday night, leaving us with milder air on Friday as highs will bounce back into the 40s. A cold front will then approach on Friday afternoon, touching off just a passing rain or snow shower, then temperatures drop once again. Behind that front, a new area of high pressure will build in for the weekend, keeping it dry and sunny both days, but highs will still be well below average in the lower 30s on Saturday and in the upper 30s to around 40 on Sunday. Right now, it looks like the weather pattern will remain quiet into the early part of next week with moderating temperatures and a mix of sun and clouds on Monday, lower 40s and lower to mid 40s with a chance of a few rain showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large part of the landscape across the central and eastern part of the country will have below normal temperatures as that Arctic air mass spreads from the plains into the Ohio and Tennessee Valley and eastward. Hundreds of locations may set new records during this time. Low temperatures in the teens and 20s are common along much of the East Coast, the Ohio Valley, and down as far south as the upper Texas coast, making it feel like the middle of winter for these areas. Freeze and hard freeze warnings are in effect from the Texas coast to South Carolina. Temperatures will only start to warm up on Thursday once the high pressure system responsible for the cold pushes off the East Coast. Meanwhile, rain and snow chances will increase along the Pacific Northwest and interior as an upper-level disturbance moves inland. Amounts are expected to be on the lighter side as the system quickly passes through the plains on Wednesday and into the Great Lakes by Thursday. Warmer and drier conditions are expected to prevail in the Great Basin and Rockies, which will maintain an increased risk for the spread of wildfires. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog, 17 below zero, with a northwest wind at 81, gusting to 84 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 34 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 15 degrees, the dew point 2, 56% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 30s, Boston, sunny, windy, lower 30s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 19. The average temperature, 26, that's 15 degrees below normal. 0.16 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 0.6 of an inch of snow, that's the total now for the month of November, which is 0.1 of an inch above normal. And that's also the total for the season, which is 0.2 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 69, set in 1964, and the record low, 13, in 1981. The record low maximum temperature today is 31, set in 1981, and the record high minimum is 52 in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m., sunset this evening 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Increasing clouds tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a flurry or a snow shower downwind of Lake Ontario, highs in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today, highs in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 30s. Partly sunny Friday, a passing flurry or snow shower, lower to mid 40s. Sunny both Saturday and Sunday, lower 30s Saturday, upper 30s for Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Monday, and a chance of rain showers Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower to middle 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.